Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose Colombo.
Colombo Chronicles Live.
Colombo Chronicles Live.
Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up, because now we're going to talk about the government, United States taxpayer dollars, funding Soros radical groups. As I promised, I would bring to you, if you're still awake, wherever you are on this worldwide podcast, here it goes. Promoting an open U.S. border with Mexico and health care benefits and voting rights for illegal aliens, and opposing all common sense efforts to enforce our laws against illegal immigration. And this is by Judicial Watch. These are the domestic George Soros-funded groups where United States taxpayers' funds are flowing. I think this is really important information because I had predicted that there were closer to 30 million illegals in our country, about over a year ago, I would say, because MSM kept stating that there were 11 or 12 million. Well, they've been saying that since the 90s. So I knew it had to be much more than that. So that was my estimate. And then I think it was Stanford University that came out with a study right after that and said their study concluded there were 29.5 million illegals in our country, unidentified persons from third world nations living in our country off of our tax dollars. What's interesting to me about this is that the United States federal government, especially the Democrats, they want Americans to do an iris scan, fingerprinting, hair strand, DNA swab, radiation, naked x-rays at the airports, show your passport, show your driver's license, and give them all your information on your address, your past, your name, your birth date, your social security number. And if that isn't even enough, they want a facial recognition, but I don't know what good those are going to do now, because now they, President of the United States wants to mandate and CDC universal masks and never take them off. Who wants to see your ugly faces, right? Oh, my goodness. I guess we're all so ugly they don't want to see our faces anymore if we're legal Americans. How sad is that? Because they don't require the illegals to wear the mask, and they don't require them to be vaccinated, and they don't require them to be identified and legally vetted borders. And they don't require them to legally enter. And they just can come right through Mexico and walk right into our country, invade our country. And then we're supposed to pay for their living expenses and their Obamacare for life. And then they set up no-go zones, and they tell us we can't walk in certain areas or go to certain areas. And then they tell us what we can do, what kinds of foods we can have, what kind of fashions we can have, where we can go, where we can't go, depending on where they've set up their no-go zones, where we can pray Christian prayers. And just recently, they did not ban the Muslims from praying in their mosque, but they did ban the Christians and the Jews from praying in churches and Jewish synagogues during this pandemic since 2019. And it truly is a pandemic, because I happen to read the executive order from the Bush administration that talked about the pandemic and the civil unrest, that if it happened in the USA, that then the President of the United States could call out quarantines, which they now call lockdowns, indefinitely detain the American people in their homes and impoverish them and create isolation and depression, suicide, loss of millions and millions of jobs, and deny us the right to see our doctors, our personal doctors and dentists, and so forth. Very, very interesting how they punish the American people and impoverish the American people while funding the 30 million plus illegals in our country. So anyway, George Soros was a part of that pandemic, along with Bill and Melinda Gates and Gavi and CDC and WHO. And the question is, does CDC and Dr. Fauci own the patents? Who does own the patents on the coronavirus? Should be an investigation by the United States Senate, because the American people need to know. So anyway, in that EO I read in 2009 and posted on Facebook, then it went viral and Facebook shut down my page. It said that not only could they do the quarantines or lockdowns, whichever you prefer, but they could also search your home, put troops on the ground, and and call out curfews, which they've done. And if you don't comply, they will take the right-wing extremists, which is what the EO said, to government facilities to be reprogrammed with no outside contact to comply with the government, the New World Order, the ushering in of the New World Order when they replace the President of the United States after he calls out martial law. So where are we in all of this? Is this the 2004 pandemic? And the HHS secretary wrote a statute 247D-60 that stated that should this pandemic and civil unrest be called out, that the Big Pharma and the FDA could issue FDA-approved emergency and trial injections, because vaccines must be licensed by the FDA. There's a whole protocol of all the different entities and persons that must do case studies and approve the injections under development. And then from there, once they finally approve them, then they license them as vaccines. But these are approved as FDA experimental and trial injections, which means they're practicing on you as human lab rats for their study without paying volunteers. And even under the FDA regulation, if in the past you were a volunteer for their case studies, they usually paid you. They informed you of all the chemicals and ingredients and therapies and new technology that was in the injection or the prescription drug. And you had to be of sound mind and willing and sign a consent form and be informed of the risk. None of that happened during this pandemic. None of the protocols are followed. And in order to get a approved vaccine with the proper protocols and studies published in medical journals, it takes 5 to 15 years. So with a COVID and a recovery rate of between 99.6% up to 99.9%, suddenly the entire world must be jabbed. And as Bill Gates said, he will plunge the genetically engineered needle vaccine into every child's arm. And then later he said, everyone on the planet vaccinated, and everyone on the planet has no choice. Isn't that interesting? Since he's not a politician, he's not a PhD. To my knowledge, he's not a scientist or a doctor or a virologist, but he has the world platform on viruses and vaccines. When he went to India and the Congo with WHO, and they injected and also used oral polio vaccines and injected Gardasil into children and young people. And allegedly, according to the news reports, 493,000 children were injured or died or paralyzed or made very extremely depressed and suicidal, sterile. So it's a very interesting time we're living in. So we've got millions of illegals from third world countries who are poor. And according to law enforcement, many are carrying COVID, measles, HIV, SARS, and MERS. And that's been going on since 2009 under the Obama-Biden regime. And not during the Trump regime, but Biden, and it appears that Obama's in the background there, along with Pelosi and Schumer and all the Democrats who are covering all this up and are back on the open border policies and bringing in people who are infected into the USA. I don't know why they think it's not going to affect them or their families. So here are what I promised you. These are the domestic George Soros-funded groups where United States taxpayers are funding and where our taxpayers are flowing. And this is put together by Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch investigators have unveiled how the following Soros-funded groups also receive support from American taxpayers in the form of government grants. Number one. Isn't it interesting these people come to our country and then they want to enforce open borders and violate our sovereign laws when they apparently or say they came here because we're a sovereign nation and we're a republic operated by the rule of law that we must protect, defend, and preserve called the United States Constitution and legal immigration and legal citizenship in order to maintain a free republic operated by the rule of law. And yet they come here and they decide they're going to oppose our legal immigration laws and our secure borders and call to defund our border patrol, our ICE, our sheriffs, and our police. Now, why would they want to do that unless they were enemies of the United States? So number one, we have the Asian Americans Advancing Justice, AAAJ. Its issue of area include immigrant advocacy, opposition to the citizenship question on the 2020 census, and voting rights. Earlier this year, AAAJ joined a lawsuit against the state of Texas by the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund to prevent the state from investigating registered but potentially ineligible voters. Now, why would they do that? Why, if they're coming to our country and they're living in our country, why would they want illegally in our country? In addition to receiving $650,000 in 2016 from the Open Society Foundation, which is a George Soros organization, OSF, AAAJ has received more than $2.6 million in grants from the United States government, United States taxpayers, since 2008. And that was under George Bush, right before Obama took office in 2009 with Joe Biden. Number two, CASA de Maryland, a radical state lobbying organization for amnesty and expanded rights for illegal aliens in Maryland, not for Americans, not for legal Americans, not for legal naturalized Americans. No, they want all this for illegals who are in violation of our laws, state and federal, the Constitution, supreme laws of the land, disrespecting our sovereignty, disrespecting our law enforcers, disrespecting our laws, and disrespecting the American people. I'd like to know which country they can get away with us. Which country can you walk over their borders illegally without getting arrested, tortured, raped, thrown into a hole, starved, beaten, or executed? Which country? And yet they want to totally dismantle our United States Constitution, our immigration laws, our vetting laws to make sure that we don't have traffickers coming into our country. We don't have children being kidnapped and then trafficked to sex traffickers. But that's not happening. They are being trafficked and kidnapped in and out of this country through open borders and tunnels. So anyway, OSF contributed $370,000. That's George Soros Open Society Foundation, contributed $370,000 to this group in 2017, while it also received more than $5 million from various United States taxpayer-funded agencies since 2010, when Obama and Biden were in office, and the Democrats. Why are they doing this to our country? Number three, the Leadership Conference. This umbrella group of liberal advocacy groups is engaged in a variety of efforts, including fighting voter ID laws. Again, it's they want illegal voting in this country. What is the point of voting at all if illegals are voting? They are wiping out the votes of natural-born Americans and legal naturalized Americans who stood in line and who followed the rules and the laws and the policies and went through the process to be citizens, pledge their allegiance to the Constitution, the U.S. flag, and swore to assimilate as Americans. Work and pay taxes. But we're supposed to cater to illegals to take over our voting rights in our country and then worry about the rigged electronic machines? Because in 2012, at our polling place, I used a paper ballot, one of the very few who did. Most people were using the rigged electronic voting machines, and they were upset and calling out that their ballots were slipping to BHO. And nobody knew what to do about it, so nobody did anything. So when I got home, I got on the radio and announced it on every station I could get on, national and local, and guess what? Nobody absolutely, apparently cared. Voting machines could be rigged and slip ballots. So anyway, number three, the leadership conference. This umbrella group of liberal advocacy groups is engaged in a variety of efforts, including fighting voter ID laws, the reinstatement of voting rights for convicted felons, and lobbying for automatic same-day and online voter registration. Its president has described the group as a strategic hub of the resistance against President Trump. It received $3.3 million from the Open Society Foundation, which is George Soros' organization, in 2016 and 2017, and its education fund received a non-competitive $2.9 million grant from the Department of Commerce in 2008. Now, where does the Department of Commerce get their money? Number four, National Fair Housing Alliance. This liberal group describes itself as the voice of fair housing. It received $475,000 from the, you got it, the OSF, the Open Society Foundation, run by George Soros. So they received $475,000 from George Soros OSF in 2016. And nearly $16 million from the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, which is the United States taxpayer money since 2008, when Bush again was in office waiting for Obama to take over in 2009, and Obama and Biden. Number five, National Immigration Law Center. This organization advocates for full access to government social welfare programs for illegal aliens. It received $625,000 from, you got it, George Soros Open Society Foundation in 2016 and more than $200,000 from the United States Department of Justice in U.S. tax dollars since 2008. So even the United States Department of Justice is, according to Judicial Watch, providing tax dollars for illegal aliens to enter into our country. Number six, New Venture Fund, another liberal umbrella group. It has been active in voter education, get out the vote mobilization efforts, and redistricting reform in favor of the Democrats. It received more than $2.3 million in grants from the foundation to promote the Open Society Foundation with George Soros at the helm in 2016 and 17, and more than $1.2 million from your taxes to the United States government agencies since 2014 when Obama and Biden were in office. So we've got the Bushes, we've got the Clintons, we've got the Obamas, we've got the Bidens, we've got Pelosi, Schumer, Waters, and the Democrats. George Soros and Bill Gates, who are big funders of the Democrats along with Big Pharma. George Soros and Bill Gates are big investors in Big Pharma. Universities and allegedly public schools, and it's my opinion that it appears that Bill Gates, through Microsoft, compiled the 2,700 pages of Obamacare that included worldwide United States taxpayer-funded mandated vaccines and abortions which the abortions are depopulation programs, and then in the public schools, the same sex and the transhuman indoctrination of your children and grandchildren are depopulation programs. So are these vaccines like Gardasil that were used on 493,000 kids in India and the Congo depopulating through sterilization? Because that's what Hitler did. He used experimental and trial injections to sterilize the Jews, the Polish people, gays, handicapped, mentally disturbed, anyone who didn't like him. So let's see, we're on number 7, UNIDOS U.S., formerly the National Council of La Raza. La Raza's probably been around for maybe 60 years, trying to reclaim Texas, California, and I think Arizona as part of Mexico. Still generally known as La Raza, and I'm pretty sure they changed their name. It is one of the most radical and powerful Latino advocacy groups. Hold on. In the country, engaging in large-scale voter registration, and they have large voter registration drives, advocating for a variety of open borders positions. It received $400,000 from George Soros' OSF, Open Society Foundation, in 2016 during the Obama-Biden administration and the Democrats, and has received a staggering $36.9 million since 2008 from the 5 taxpayer-funded United States government agencies. So, do you want to know why our country is going illegal? Do you want to know why there's open borders? Do you want to know why we're losing our country to unidentified third world foreigners, to traffickers, to human traffickers, to human organ traffickers, to child traffickers, female traffickers, gun traffickers, drug traffickers, fentanyl from China, who are destroying the minds of the youth, indoctrinating the minds of the youth to be anti-American and to dislike their gender and to change their gender so it's part of the depopulation program, or become a transhuman so that they cannot populate as Americans on U.S. soil? Do you really think this is not about depopulation of America and all of Western civilization? Pull your head out of the sand if you do. Time is short. They're spending all of our taxes, the Democrats. The CFR is part of it, and they're into this depopulation and the New World Order. And this has been going on for decades. The communists want to take down America because we defeated Hitler and their New World Order agenda to dominate the world under an iron fist. So here's what we've learned so far about George Soros' funding of the open borders, as well, what about the United States government and the billions that they've been funding these anti-American organizations working to keep the borders open, violate our laws, defund our police, sheriffs, ICE, and law enforcement, silence Americans, indefinitely detain Americans, destroy our businesses, destroy our food chain, destroy our truckers' business? Do you think that isn't part of the New World Order's lockstep and United Nations Agenda 21 to wipe out the majority of God's creation upon the earth, which not only includes humans, they're already wiping out millions, maybe billions of babies since the 1970s on the abortion tables, and then using the babies as human commodities for human capital for their profit by selling the human body parts to whoever can afford to buy human body parts and wants to buy human body parts for whatever reasons, which is pretty sick and dark. But that is the multi-billion dollar business called Planned Parenthood, which Margaret Sanger found during World War II and wanted to depopulate like Hitler did so that they could create the Aryan race, the super race on the planet. Well, it's gotten to the point now where they only want 10% of the population to live, who they believe are the chosen ones. Everybody else is discardable and disposable. As I wrote in my book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, that won the Irwin Award and was featured in newspapers, including the Daily Law Journal and the Asian magazine that goes around the world, can't recall the name, the Veterans Magazine, newspapers. It just took off, but that was in 2000. It was published in 2010, warning Americans about the injustices and legal abuses coming against the American people. Well, it's gotten worse, not better. So the Judicial Watch says through his Open Society Foundations, George Soros has founded dozens of radical groups dedicated to effectively erasing America's borders and any legal distinction between citizens and non-citizens in our country. This is so tragic that our United States government, who we pay wages and who have made themselves very wealthy somehow, have sold out our country. When you open those borders and you let millions of illegals in, and then you force Americans to fund them, the middle class, who funds everything in this country, funds every public servant, city, county, state, and federal person working for the government, the middle-class Americans fund them. They fund all the poor, all the welfare. Now they're funding 30 million-plus illegals that are unidentifiable in our country, and many are criminals. And we fund the prisons. We fund the county hospitals, the state hospitals, and we're funding the distribution of the Gates, Soros, Pfizer, BioNTech, FDA-approved experimental and trial injections that are genetically engineered with gene manipulation, according to their own documents, with unknown causes as to the direct adverse health effects on individuals. Isn't that what Hitler did? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. America's voice, he used the medical profession to kill people, to disable them, using experiments and trials, and he killed 200,000 children in the hospitals, and it was the doctors and the nurses that were involved, and the scientists who didn't walk away but joined them. It became probably like just an everyday assembly line, like at Planned Parenthood. It's no big deal. A baby is no big deal to them. It's money. It's a Lamborghini. It's a mansion. It's a yacht. It's a private jet. It's a vacation home. So, America's Voice, pro-comprehensive immigration reform, American Bar Association, Commission on Immigration Policy, opposes laws that require employers on persons providing education, health care, and other social services to verify citizenship or immigration status. But if you try to travel as a legal American, that goes through hell. Just get on a plane now. You're a customer. You're paying them to use their service or their products, and they're putting you through hell, but not all the foreign unidentified people coming into our country and those that are flying into our country. How's that working out for you, America? It's not working out for me at all. American Immigration Council Pro Amnesty, American Immigration Law Foundation, Legal Actions in Support of Amnesty, Brennan Center for Justice, Legal Actions Pro Bono Support to Activist Media Campaigns, Justice, yeah, Justice, CASA of Maryland, Center for Constitutional Rights, Pro Open Borders, National Council of La Raza, National Immigration Forum Borders, National Council of La Raza, National Immigration Forum Pro Amnesty, excuse me, for illegal aliens, and more visas for individuals wishing to immigrate legally to the USA, National Immigration Law Center. Soros and the organizations he funds are also major supporters of sanctuary policies in cities, counties, and states across America. Every blue state has agreed to set up sanctuary cities and turn the cities into ghettos and devalue the property in the city and the businesses. California, for example, in San Francisco, there was feces on the ground, urine. They had to hire the poop patrol with our tax dollars to clean it up. There were rats, and there was typhus. They were spreading disease. There were drug needles all over. And yet, these people weren't recalled from office. And then we had the BLM and Antifa, funded by Soros, trained up by his money, people he paid to train them up and recruit from their own lips. And burning down our cities, burning down our businesses, tearing down our monuments, tearing down our history, destroying courthouses and police stations and police vehicles and civilian vehicles, and injuring and killing civilians, veterans, and police with no liability. Or any of them. No accountability. Nothing. And yet, because some Americans who were appeared to look like they were invited into the state capitol by the police, no one seemed to be stopping them. They are the criminals. They didn't destroy anything. They didn't burn down anything. They didn't injure anybody. They didn't kill anybody. And yet they are the ones who are being criminalized. Well, this isn't America I grew up in. So Judicial Watch says, and incredibly, our investigators uncovered evidence that groups supported by Soros Open Society Foundations help promote, organize, and support the unprecedented flood of illegal aliens over our southern border, including the infamous migrant caravans from Central America, where 10,000 people were at our borders at one time and still coming because the Democrats invited them into our country. And no one's arrested for any of this. No one's held accountable criminally or financially or personally. And just keeps on coming. Here's what we know about George Soros funding groups that want to weaken ballot integrity and open voting in U.S. elections to ineligible voters, illegal voters committing crimes because they are wiping out the votes of legal Americans. Every time you vote and an illegal comes, you vote for, let's say, a conservative, they come and they vote for a Democrat, they just wiped out your vote illegally. And then we have to worry about the rigged electronic machines as well. And yes, they can be rigged because I read the congressional record. The person who developed the program years ago testified and under oath and said, yes, they can be rigged. So there you have it. And then Judicial Watch firmly believes that our election should be conducted honestly and free of corruption, and that only eligible voters should be allowed to cast votes. In that regard, we are the national leader in forcing states, Judicial Watch says, to clean voter rolls between elections as required by federal law. And we've supported a number of state efforts to enact common sense election integrity measures like voter ID. But the dangers to the integrity of our elections are many. As long as people are taking bribes, aka financial incentives, to record people, let's say, as COVID patients, even if they're not, and positive, even if they're not, on the test, and COVID deaths, even if it was a car accident or a plane crash or a drowning, everybody gets tens of thousands of dollars for every COVID case, appears to be taking what, in my opinion, is a bribe, but they call it financial incentive to inflate the numbers, which in my opinion is fraud on the American people and the victims and the families, which also is very dangerous because we don't know if they're killing people in order to get tens of thousands of dollars per person. And if people don't think that isn't scary, I don't know what is. Together we can stand firm for the rule of law. Strong forces of corruption, influence, and power, many of them funded by George Soros, are lined up against us. But we are determined to demonstrate to our government leaders and our courts that it is not just the attorneys and investigators of Judicial Watch who are in this, but behind this are law-abiding, common-sense, conservative Americans like you. You must do your part as well. You must pick up your phone and call your senators. You must write to them, email them, go on their Facebook and message them. Google their name. Google their name, and then there's a contact page. You can write them what you oppose or agree with or what you want them to do. But stay in touch with them. Let them know that you are watching everything they are doing. There's a lot of theatrics. Very few actually take action. We see a lot of theatrics and then nothing happens. So we need to stand strong and united to restore the United States Constitution and detain and deport illegals from our country and restore our republic, and that is supposed to operate by the rule of law. Our framers are probably turning over in their graves. So they want you to sign a petition so you can go on their website, judicialwatch.com, and check them out. And there's an affirmation of public support, and you want to sign that as well. So they are a watchdog, and we need to support them because we don't have too many watchdogs on our side, right? Right. And if you want to call your reps, your senators, or your congressman, call 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. And let's see what else I wanted to talk to you about right now, because we do have a little bit of time left. Here we go. Let's talk about this here. Hold up. The Operation Lockstep from the Rockefeller playbook. I cannot stress this enough. It is all pre-planned. Operation Lockstep, you can Google it and read it online, and you should. Phase number one, common cold, flu, mild symptoms at most. Media endorsement of mass paranoia and fear. This is their agenda. Flawed testing system utilized, which picks up any genetic material in the body and triggers a positive result. Inflation of COVID case numbers through changing of death certificates, double counting, just like voting, double counting, voter fraud, double counting, double counting. And classifying all deaths, everyone that dies, including from other diseases and natural causes, as COVID-19. Lockdowns will condition the people to live under draconian laws, prevent protests, and identify public resistance, and keep them from talking to each other. So this is part of the social media silent Americans on the right. This is part of the Bush executive order, that in that order it stated that you will be taken if you are a right-wing extremist who doesn't obey and comply with the government, that you will be taken to a government facility with no outside contact, so that you will be reprogrammed until you do comply. Or maybe worse, we don't know what happens behind those closed doors, do we? Just like in communist China, that's exactly what they do. No one knows what happens behind closed doors. Every once in a while, something will leak, and then they make a big scene in the media, lots of theatrics, but then it's forgotten and things go back to the way it was. And that's not the way it should be. Then there's phase two of the Operation Lockdown by the Rockefeller playbook. This phase will lead to compromise and frail immune systems through lack of food, social distancing, wearing masks, and lack of contact with sunlight and healthy bacteria, exposure to 5G radiation will further attack the immune system. Thus, when people reemerge into society, more people will fall ill. This will be blamed on COVID-19. This will all occur before the vaccination is ready to justify it. A longer and more potent lockdown will follow until everyone takes the vaccine. Let's take that apart. Let's take it apart. Phase one will lead, phase two, this will lead to compromised and frail immune systems through lack of food. Well, what did they do? They locked down the restaurants. They locked down the bars with food. Think about this for a minute. They cut off the truckers from traveling from county to county and state to state. They made it extremely difficult. They couldn't even get anywhere to eat because they cannot drive their trucks into the driveways where there are fast food restaurants. And they destroyed the farms. 200,000 chickens were slaughtered. Eggs rotten. Tons of milk tossed. Crops gone. And then who bought up the farmland? Bill Gates. Who owns more ranch land than anyone else in the country? New World Order Ted Turner, who said that the population should be reduced down to by 95%, not 90%, but 95% of the population should be wiped out. And Bill Gates is buying up the farmland, and Bill Gates owns 500,000 shares of Monsanto, and he and Monsanto and his New World Order buddies seek to create what? Tasty, non-nutritional, GMO, lab-grown foods, milk, and molecular meat. Yummy, yummy. What does that do to the immune system? And then it was Bill Gates who wanted to reduce the sunlight. Why would he want to do that? Because the sunlight is important to our health and our immune system because it provides vitamin D. I mean, let's speed this process up. Huh? There's too many of us disposable people on the planet. And then you have, let's see here, and they never talk about how to build up your immune system and how to protect your immune system and keep it healthy so you don't get the flu or this COVID-19 flu. They don't talk about that, do they? Tell you what to do to keep your immune system strong so you don't catch viruses because you have 22 trillion viruses in your body. Every living plant, tree, fish, mammal, animal, bats, us, we have viruses and bacteria, germs in our bodies. So that's why God gave us a nose and a mouth to breathe in fresh oxygen, release carbon monoxide 24/7. He breathed this fresh air and oxygen into the bodies of Adam and Eve so that they would live. And He built them an immune system, which we all have, and he told us what foods to eat to maintain a healthy immune system. And he created those foods, fruits, vegetables, plants, so that we would remain healthy. It was Wall Street who created preservatives on chemical-laden foods, household products, toothpaste, dumped chemicals into our oceans and into toxins into our oceans and our soil and sprayed our plants with pesticides that have poisonous pesticides, sprayed our skies with chemtrails. Now, why would they do all that? And then now they have the 5G radiation, more radiation. Not only do you get radiated and cooked at the airports for free, they are our doctors too, you know, humiliated and patted down and I don't know. So anyway, by a bunch of strangers, and treat you like a criminal because you bought a ticket to fly to Granny's house and you're a natural-born American and you have a clean record, but who cares? If you're a natural-born American, it appears that you are the enemy now. So anyway, they've got 5G now. We don't know what levels of radiation they're going to be spewing from 5Gs that the former FCC chair said, hey, go for it. Install them all, touchdown in every city, schools, police stations, fire departments, put them everywhere in the neighborhoods. Whatever happens, happens. We trust you. We trust you guys on with your 5G, you CEOs with your 5G, with no studies on the direct health effects on human beings, birds, bees, trees, plants, animals. And put it at any level you like, because we're not going to do any case studies, so what the heck. Same at the airports. There was one airport who had it at 10% higher than what they said it should be. And who knows how many millions of people walked through that naked x-ray machine and ended up with cancer or cataract or stunted a child's growth or caused someone to be sterile, or as well as causes aging and it's irreversible and or death. Not going to connect any of this to any of these direct adverse side effects. If you know with the COVID in experimental and trial injections, they keep saying there's no way we can connect the and state that the injections have anything to do with the person who got the two jabs and then got blood clots and got brain injury, went into a coma, got a stroke, got a heart attack, got heart inflammation, got paralysis. We can't connect it. And besides that, it's to be expected, it's minor, and it's for the better good of others. So it also says, thus, when people reemerge into society, more people will fall ill. This will be blamed on COVID-19. This will all occur before the vaccination is ready to justify it. A longer and more potent lockdown will follow until everyone takes the vaccines, and everyone who doesn't take the vaccine is being pitted against and discriminated against. And now the employers are told to fire you or isolate you, treat you like a leper, treat you like a second-class citizen, force you to go eat outside by yourself. This is totally communism. The next one is, if majority of people resist the vaccine, a weaponized SARS, HIV, MERS, now this is really criminal, virus will be released. So remember when Fauci said there's going to be a big surprise? And there's going to be more and more variants. What do they have, a crystal ball? Him and George, Bill Gates, they have a crystal ball. They've been predicting this since 2004, 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, that this virus and vaccine was coming and everyone needed to be vaccinated. Even if millions died, everyone still needed to be vaccinated with the genetically engineered gene manipulation chemical-laden needle. Which, so you can get shot not with a gun and a bullet and be injured or die. You can also get shot and maybe nothing will happen to you with a chemical-laden needle. But then again, you could be injured or die as well. But let's see, a lot of people will die from this. It will be survival of the fittest. It will also be the ultimate push for everyone to be vaccinated. in order to return to normal. How many times did we hear that from Dr. Fauci? If you want to, you will never return to normal. It's going to be the new norm. Wow. So those who have taken the vaccine will be at war with those who have not. It will be anarchy from all sides. Isn't that all that's happening right now? Isn't everything in the Operation Lockstep from the Rockefeller playbook and the executive order under the Bush administration in 2004 happening today? And then we put together all of George Soros' Open Society Foundation donations to all these other organizations who are seeking to keep the borders open, flood our nation with SARS, MERS, measles, HIV, hepatitis C, flood our nation, unidentified traffickers, gun traffickers, organ harvesting traffickers, child traffickers, bringing fentanyl in from China. What could possibly go wrong? What could possibly go wrong with these people and their Agenda 21 to the United Nations, who seek to control the planet with 90% of the population gone by 2050, so that Bill Gates can reduce the carbon monoxide down to zero by 2050, and they can control the planet with robotoids, humanoids, transhumans, and enslaved survivors, and who will be no more than zombies. So that's the plan, and I suggest that you call your representative in the Senate, and that you tell them that you demand that there be exemptions, legal exemptions for allergies, pre-existing conditions, weak immune systems, and for religious beliefs, and for medications that may have adverse effects with the chemicals in the experimental and trial injections. And I suggest you do it right away, like starting immediately tomorrow, not just calling, but going online and Googling their name and writing them a contact message, and then going on Facebook. If you are still on Facebook 12 years, they decided to deplatform me. And because they control the Constitution now, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, somehow they superseded the President of the United States authority. They superseded the senator's authority. They superseded the United States constitutional authority that guarantees freedom of speech to every American. So I would like to know how that happened, and I would like to know why they are not deregulated and break up the monopoly so we can get our constitution back from Wall Street. And our lives and our bodies and our minds, who none of these people who are in public office and just because they have money believe that they can now punish us if we do not obey them on Wall Street, because they have billions of dollars and they fund public servants in the office, and they've gone so far as to fund AGs, DAs, mayors, governors, congressional members, senators, and the money is the problem. Now they're financially funding hospitals, nursing homes, and public schools, universities, and colleges. Shame on all of you. Shame on all of you. May God have mercy on your soul. And on that note, I have to go. God bless you. God God bless America. I pray for all of you who are involved in this evil agenda. I hope you come to your senses. And life is short. We're all on a journey. We're all only here on a mission. No one knows when they're going to pass, usually. But God is in control, and God will not allow this to go on forever. And there is life after death, and there's only two places to go. You're either going to go straight to hell, and your soul will be in hell forever, or if you repent and you ask forgiveness from God and you turn your life around and you do good, God is a merciful God. I hope you do, because eternity is all eternity, and you can't take one penny with you when you leave this planet. You can't go to Mars. You can't escape anywhere. Once you pass, there is another dimension. There's one that's in the heavens, and then there's one that is below in the deepest, darkest depths of hell. So choose wisely, because you can only make that choice while you're alive here on Earth. I'll pray for all of you, because what you're doing is so evil, and you're not going to be here for all that much longer, even if you think you're going to be into cryogenics, or even if you think that you can have some serum or whatever that will cause you to live forever. God will not allow that to happen, because everyone, as he stated in the Bible, will be judged on Judgment Day, and there will be the end of this old world, and a new world will resurrect. But God will judge everybody on the planet, and no one's going to escape that moment. So choose wisely and try to open your heart and your mind to doing good for humanity. And on that note, remember, injustices can happen to you, and they can happen to me, but together we can make a positive difference. Remember, you are never alone when you tune in to Columbo Chronicles Live. Talk to you every Wednesday from 12 to 1 p.m. with special guests, God willing. And God bless you, everyone.
Good evening. You're tuned in to Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio. Follow the mover and shaker, award-winning author and host, seen on TV and radio, Rose Columbo. Every Wednesday, Rose interviews prominent experts and authors on politics and social justice. Call in and listen, or ask the guest the question at 646-564-9742. Now, here's Rose.